It's that time of year again when many of us celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever. How many of us look inside or outside our place of worship and notice that we are worshiping in an architecturally significant edifice? Mary Stiritz says in her book, Historical Churches and Synagogues of St. Louis, there are many ways to look at ecclesiastical buildings, method of construction, materials, ornament, stained glass, etc. The rich variety of styles chosen for religious buildings in St. Louis generally followed the national trends which were fashionable in any given period. The Old Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis was built in 1764 on property set aside by our city founders Pierre Laclede and Auguste Chouteau. Architects George Morton and Joseph Lavelle designed the cathedral. The only historic structure not raised for the Jefferson National Expansion Memorial, the church was renovated in 1963 by architects Murphy and Mackey of St. Louis, who added a new rectory at the rear. The church is now considered an icon. The Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis, also known as the New Cathedral on Lindell Boulevard, is Romanesque in style on the exterior and Byzantine on the interior. The building's distinct green tile dome cuts a magnificent silhouette on the central West End skyline. There are 41.5 million pieces of mosaic glass on the interior of the building. Temple Emmanuel in Crèvecœur was designed by St. Louis architect William Bernoulli, who also designed many homes in the county. The building is known for its originality and is designed in the shape of a six-pointed Jewish star and is a great example of mid-century modern architecture. Also in the county is the Abbey of St. Mary in St. Louis, designed by our own world-renowned Gio Obata of Helmuth Obata and Casabam with Italian architect and consultant Pierluigi Nervi. It was built in 1967 and is extremely unique and modern in form and shape. COCA, the Center of Creative Arts, was originally the B'nai Amunah Synagogue, designed by Eric Mendelssohn, a world-famous architect from Germany who emigrated to the United States. It was dedicated in 1950. The synagogue left traditional synagogue forms behind and dispenses with standard architectural ornament in favor of startling spare modern lines. Christ Church Cathedral, an Episcopal church in downtown St. Louis, is in English decorated Gothic style and was designed in 1859 by Prague-born New York architect Leopold Eidlitz, one of America's most prominent 19th century designers. Considered the architect's masterpiece, Christ Church Cathedral is the oldest of 13 extant churches built by the Episcopal Church in St. Louis between 1859 and 1938. The United Hebrew Temple on Skicker Boulevard was the first Jewish temple west of the Mississippi and is now a part of the Missouri History Museum. Landmark Association of St. Louis often has tours of historic churches, and the St. Louis Chamber Chorus, a magnificent choral organization, performs all over town in a different significant place of worship for each concert. These religious institutions mentioned are just the tip of the iceberg of beautiful and significant landmark places of worship in our region. It doesn't have to be a holiday for one to have a look at some of these fantastic structures. I'm Nancy Kranzberg.